Public Enemy number one in Philly. Public Enemy number one in D.C.
I should say that I am not debt-free, but I did a nice consolidation deal when I'm multiple credit cards debt-free. Spike, you get those credit cards when you're young, and then you get older, and you realize you're paying $29.9 on that interest, and you'll be paying that card off for 30 years, and you can get it on a 5% and get it down and get it out. That makes all the difference. Spike, how you sticking?
Just to change the subject, man, I'm stuck wondering. This is for the old people in the back. I'm wondering how in the hell layaway worked. Let me see this, because I thought about this coming over here, because my stuck things help me ponder life in general.
Your what things?
My stuck things.
Stuck things, all right.
My folks used to put stuff on layaway.
Sure.
How, like, especially clothes.
I remember layaway well.
They had to guesstimate I'm going to be able to fit those things in 6 months. So if I wore a four, they would put a layaway of seven. Well, I don't know if numbers come in odd numbers. And a eight.
I think they probably put it in a four.
No, because then in 6 months from now, I grow to it.
I don't think your comfortability was their concern more than the deal they were getting, Spike. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being real. Listen, I remember seeing a lot of kids walking around in high waters. Remember that term?
Yeah.
I had a couple of high waters myself here and there. Yeah.
I am going to have to ask my folks how that worked, because I specifically remember. Is it Montgomery Wards? I think that's what it was called.
Man, yeah, Montgomery Wards.
Wards, yeah. And they just throw all that stuff on layaway. Now, I can understand maybe toys.
Toys, appliances, furniture. Yeah, there was a lot of things that was utilized. People that can't afford to get them right away.
So I need a refrigerator.
You know that you're going to need one. The one you got is busted and you can't. Yeah, you'd put it on layaway. I think a lot of layaway was mostly utilized during the holidays, Christmas. You know,
they do it in June. For 6 months for Christmas.
Right. Yeah, they'd grab something and put it in layaway and you know, kind of plot it out to have it paid for before Christmas and get it under the tree. I remember I used as a young adult, as, you know, 18, 19, when I moved out, I utilized Kmart. If you remember Kmart.
Oh, gosh.
Kmart had a great layaway.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Special things, yeah.
Layaway was infinitely better than what's it called? Rent to own. That was a scam. Rent to own.
That is a scam.
Yeah, rent to own.
Still around.
I don't know how it is now, but I knew back in the day, like, you wanted that. And did I do it? 100%.
You fell for that?
I didn't fall for it. I knew what it was. I had an apartment and I needed the stereo systems. I needed one of those stack systems. Remember the stack systems?
You needed one?
You needed one. Yeah. When you young, you need tunes, man. Come on now. You need tunes. Can't invite people over and say, look at my crib. And it's crickets. Yeah, no. You absolutely needed a sound system.
So you probably paid $8,000 for that.
Dude, listen. The 80s was all about the sound system. You know, the big boom boxes, the big stacked systems. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I ever carried anything through to fruition where I ended up actually owning it. Maybe one or two things. I don't know. But yeah. You'd end up paying, like, if you didn't have the $450 and you did the rent to own on that stereo system. Like
$25 a week.
$25 a week. By the time you owned it, you paid by
$800.
$1,500.
You had to be at an age of 18 plus to do that, right?
Sure, I believe so. Yeah. Yeah, I was. Yeah, it wasn't a fall for. I knew going in that I was paying extra, but that's the deal. You want something on credit, there's a VIG, Spike. It's like the mob, man. You know, ask Tony Soprano for $3,000. By the way, RIP for Tony. He died. James Gandolfini died today.
Who?
I think 11 years ago, James Gandolfini. He played Tony Soprano amongst other roles that he had.
Been 11 years?
Been 11 years. I believe it's been 11 years, yes. and died suddenly. I mean, he's heavy.
Got killed in the movie.
Yeah, and that too. Well, you say. I think he lived on. I think he lived on. But, yeah, you don't go to Tony Soprano and say, hey, let me borrow $3,000, and I'll give you $3,000 back in 6 months. Tony, no, you will not. You'll give me $5,500 back by the time you pay this
off. Now, if I went to the Crooked Nose, I understand that. But I'm going to rent to own. They said
Crooked, too. Listen. Most white collar. Most companies are crooked. But companies ain't.
Oh, man. I knew Aaron. I shouldn't call the name. I knew those Rent-to-Own people were a scam.
What do you think? Somebody, you think Aaron going to come here and beat your ass out in front of the studio?
Maybe.
We know it was Aaron's Rent-to-Own. It's still Aaron's Rent-to-Own, I think. I don't think they're the only one. Rent-A-Center.
See, now you're trying to dilute it.
No.
You just say Aaron to go find Rent. Rent-A-Center.
Rack. R-A-C. Rent-A-Center.
Nah, man. When I get out of college.
Now, layaway was, I think there was a slight fee for laying away. I think.
It might have been $10.
Yeah, right. I think there might have been a percentage. I could be wrong about that, though. I don't know. Hey, what's your name?
Hey, did you guys hear? I'm pretty certain midway through I heard LH do a commercial for Crunch Fitness. Did you guys hear that?
That was not LH, sir. That was not LH. That was Titus O'Neil.
Are you sure?
And I would not have you saying every black person sounds the same on Juneteenth, Steve. Shut up. Shut up.
Serious.
I will say, though, I ain't seen that. Well, I ain't seen. Yeah, he might.
Like I said, anyway, layaway, it was a good thing.
Sure.
That
absolutely.
Own thing was not good. Well, everybody knew it was the rip off the neighborhood.
But you say not good. You would have to quantify that because I wanted a stereo system and I used the hell out of that stereo system. So I was getting a dollar value for what I was paying.
You were the people in Boys in the Hood that Lawrence Fishburne was talking about.
What are you saying, boys?
Remember, he took his kids over there, and they were talking about gentrification, and he was talking about, you know, you come in here, and the man come in here and give you a dollar for your land, and you pay it all. This is not related.
It really isn't. I have not.
As I was saying
I'm like, okay, what gentrification? Aaron's wasn't gentrified. Aaron was saying, listen, I'm going to let you take this stereo home, but it's going to cost you a little extra.
They were taking advantage of the needy.
Spike, they weren't taking, they were providing a service.
That's taking advantage.
They were providing a service. And they paid for, they charged you for that service. And I get it. They may have charged a little more, but they still giving you a service.
Why now, only in the neighborhood?
Don't discount. And it wasn't only in the neighborhood. Trust me.
I'm going to trust you. I'm not going to trust you. They were just in the neighborhood.
No, they weren't. Tony. Spike.
I ain't never seen one in Carrollwood.
Yeah, but believe me, there was plenty of short people in Rent-A-Center. And Aaron's, I saw them. No, they weren't working. They were renting, Spike. Hey, what's your name? Go ahead.
David. And I hate to say it, but I agree with Spike.
Why do you hate it? Why do you hate to say it?
Well, let me hear we all know why you hate to say it, Spike.
Go ahead.
What portion of the conversation do you agree with him on?
My, with Rent-A-Center just being terrible. My buddy worked there when I was in like middle school. He was like 6 years older than me.
Right.
We did the math. It was when the first PlayStation came out. And for a PlayStation, one controller, one memory card, and two games was $1,100.
Yeah.
Good God.
Right. But understand something. They're only being terrible if they're forcing you to rent it. Nobody's forcing you to rent it. There are people, and it's the entirety of the credit. You might as well say every credit card company is terrible too. If there are people that are willing to pay that extra because they want it now, absolutely.
That's true. And with layaway, I'm pretty sure there was no fee, but there was something about your down payment. If you didn't keep up with it, your down payment was kept. But
you may be right about that. All right, thank you for listening. Thanks for contributing. Yeah, I'm not going to damn Rent-A-Center and Aaron.
They got you $1,500.
Listen, think about all of the people that took that stuff and then disappeared with it. They moved, and Aaron's knocking on the door. Yo, man.
I need my Krako back.
Yeah. I need that Sony sound system back. Where you at? Hey, go ahead. What's your name?
Hey, my name's Dave.
Hey, Dave, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Yeah, layaway was something different because they didn't finance you. All layaway was, hey, you put some money down and we'll hold it for you.
Right.
And you can keep paying on it. And once you're done paying on it, you can have it. But they didn't give it to you until you were done paying on it.
Right, so there was
no fee for that. They're happy to hold it for you.
Thank you. And I'll add on to this. Everybody that borrowed from Rent-A-Center or Aaron's, they could have went to Kmart and they could have put that stereo system on layaway. But they wanted it now. I wanted Tunes now. I didn't want to wait 6 months for my
Kmart
tune.
Kmart had layaway.
There was a
Kmart. Kmart did have layaway.
Yeah, because there was one in Town and Country. I'll tell you another place that had layaway. It was Kmart's
service
top
merchandise.
They had. I don't know if they did, but Zayers. Remember Zayers?
Zayers. I couldn't pronounce it.
Yeah, they were Kmart's big competitor. Go ahead.
You guys were talking about them not with all the fees and everything you're paying. I used to work for one without naming names. They were predatory on the lower income, and they had us going out soliciting African-American neighborhoods.
Boom.
And I kid you not, that is the way that they run those businesses. By the time you're done paying for it, if you pay everything on time without fees, you're paying three and a half times what you're getting, whether it's new or used.
Absolutely. But I'll say again, you don't, like Spike said it, you don't need that stereo. But if you want it, some people are willing to pay three times what it would cost so that they can have it now. And
Take advantage of them.
Every company takes
advantage. It is very predatory. It is.
Yeah,
so you agree with me?
Yes.
Wait. I never said it wasn't predatory. I said you don't have to do it. Nobody's forcing you to. That's all I'm saying.
You're correct. You don't. But I mean, like I said, my boss had me go out into African American neighborhoods strictly for that, saying that they were the better people to make money off of. They weren't going to pay it on time. We get money.
A lot of time, make more money on time.
Yeah.
They were the poor. By the way, you can say black.
I'm not with them anymore.
Okay. You had morals. Good job.
What morals, man? Get out there and make that money. You ever see Glengarry Glen Ross? Watch it, Spike. Make that close. Always be closing. ABC, brother. Hey, go ahead. Go ahead, sir or ma'am.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Hey, this is Mo?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Mo, I love you. I love your show. I think you're one of the smartest guys on radio.
Uh-oh.
I even love Spike on the mic.
There you go.
Uh-oh. Let me tell you. He's my boy.
All right.
Let me tell you. What happened to living within your means, though? You know, the whole world's charging everything they can. They're putting on layaway. That's why we're in the mess we're in right
now. Hold on. Layaway is good.
Everybody forgot living within their means.
Hold on a second, but layaway is good. Credit is bad.
Yeah, layaway, you're living within your means. You're saying, I can't afford this now, but I'm going to put a little bit on it, and I'm going to put a little bit on it. I wouldn't categorize layaway as living above your means, because you are making the payments as you can. But what happened, credit's been around forever. It's not something new. It's not a new construct, people paying extra because they want something
or going
into debt. That's just, that's just always been around. And I think what it is you prey on people's hope. People always hope that they're going to be in a better financial situation down the road.
What they call the ship come in.
Yeah.
Ship
come in. Hey,
what's your name, by the way?
Listen.
What's your name, by the way?
My name's Gary, Mo.
I listen to your show
every night on the way
thank
home.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Gary. It's Gary, right? Not Jerry, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What a G.
Gotcha, Gary.
Listen, I'm not a wealthy guy. I'm an average working class guy. If I want something, I wait until I can afford it. I've been burned by credit.
Yeah.
I've been in credit debt at least three times in my life.
Never
again.
I've been up and down with it, and I'm trying to get out of it and stay out of it. I will tell you this. I think the school system fails young adults in not explaining
to them the credit
situation. I think there are a lot of classes I took that if you replace them with a financial class that talks about checking accounts, talks about credit cards, talks about predatory lending practices. I think you would really equip a lot more people better in those situations. Now, make no mistake, there are people that are still going to fall prey to it or walk in willingly to it. But I do think that there are people that could be helped.
Gary, you said you fell for the credit one time. That's when you were younger. That's the part of a young man's product. That's why you fell for it. And there's always going to be young people. You got older, and so you saw the errors in your way.
He was probably still in debt and still using credit cards as he was an older person, as there are now. Spike,
you got older, you got smarter.
Debt is not a young man's game. There are a lot of people in their 50s and 60s in an S ton of debt. S ton of debt.
I think it's more young people.
Live and learn, and if you don't, that's on you, man.
Listen, I
just want to say how much I love the show, man.
Thank you, Gary. Right, appreciate that, my friend. Thank you very much. You call back anytime. Hey, what's your name?
Hey, it's Matt.
Hey, Matt, what's up, buddy?
Not too much. I just wanted to comment on the situation with the Rent-A-Center and things of that nature. Anyway, we already know that they're going to make you pay 3.5% through 3.5 times what it's worth. That's just the situation.
Right.
If you want to do it, you got to deal with it. I agree with you, Mo, and Spike in that matter.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm going to say is the guy, he kind of burned my ears. He said that he was told to go to the black communities. And how exactly was he supposed to do that? Unless they're actually opening up stores in there, what is he supposed to do? Stand on the corner, hey guys, go to Rent-A-Center. Hey guys, really? What the hell was he really supposed to do?
Right there with a TV in the car.
Yeah, right.
they were already there. What you saying, right?
That's stupid. Like, I just don't get it. You got to open it up. You got to put the store there.
I mean, you're not wrong. You are absolutely not wrong there. Thanks.
I would love to.
Take advantage of us.
Again,
everybody but you, Mo, because you was the only smart person that said, I knew what I was getting into.
Yeah, I did know what I was getting into.
Right, I'm saying, but no one else did.
But you can't say that. Yeah. Right? That's conjecture. You can say it, but that doesn't make it true. That's a lot of people's problem. They think just because they say
you
something,
always
makes
say,
it
trust
true.
Me, did I make it true?
When I know I'm factual, when I'm not speaking conjecture. Go ahead, sir. What's your name?
Bobby.
Bobby, go ahead, Bobby.
This whole entire country is ran on debt.
The country's in debt. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
So what you saying? Rent-A-Center is good?
They want everybody to be in debt. That's how everything works.
That don't mean Rent-A-Center and rent-to-own should be doing what they're doing.
Yes, they should. It's a business model.
Yeah, they should. It's
a business model, and you are not handcuffed into using that business. The onus is not on Rent-A-Center. It's not on Aaron Rents. The onus is on the person that walks in and says, hey, I want this. And I got to be honest with you. I utilized and had fun with my stereo system that I rented there. Had a blast with it. No regrets.
You don't think you got robbed?
No regrets. No, because I couldn't afford it outright. No regrets. Thanks for the call.
That's why I worked on you.
I'm not an anomaly. It worked on a lot of people. Hey, go ahead. What's your name?
Hi, I know you guys are talking about layaways and such, but you haven't started talking about the buy here, pay here cars. You buy a car, and if you don't pay it off, they take it back and sell it to somebody else. It's like a car on loan.
Yep. Rent-A-Center did that too.
Yeah. But a lot of car come leasing. You want to know a big ripoff? Leasing.
Yeah, but yeah, you're right about that, pretty. What's your name?
My name is Linda.
Thank you. Thank you, darling.
Miss Linda.
You call us anytime, all right? And you're 100% right.
All right.
Thank you. Hold on. Let me put that person on hold. Let me go to this person. Hey, go ahead. What's your name?
Dad name Mo.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, ain't that America? Home of the free, ain't that America? Paint this window, baby, paint this window. Hey, Mo, I thought you was smart so you compare Wild Turkey to Past Blue River, man. I swear to God. That guy from Florida Cracker Kitchen is teaching you and Spike a lot. Y'all need to hear it. Holla if you hear me.
Hey, go ahead. What's your name?
Hey, Allison. With the credit cards, I think that there should be an age limit. Like, for the reason being, it's scientifically proven that the frontal lobe, the decision-making part of the brain, isn't fully developed. until a certain age. So maybe changing it to like 21, because when you're young, you're irrational.
Right.
You know, so I think they should make that change.
Okay, now I went from 18 to 21.
Without a frontal lobe.
And I want to tell you something. I was the same cat. I don't think there's a growth spurt of knowledge between 18 and 21. It's not until you're in your 30s that you begin to understand things cognitively where you can make correct decisions.
Maybe 25. When I was 18, I ran up every credit card I could. I had no logical thinking. Free money.
Listen, and you're not the only one. Thank you, Allison, for the call. Appreciate
you're
you.
Welcome.
All right,
maybe
go ahead.
Everything should go back to Lil Wayne.
Well, maybe people ought to be able to
because Kmart made money.
They made money while they were to make here. This is America, Spike. You ought to be able to be free to go into debt.
I didn't know that this was America.
You should be free to go into debt if you want to.
And also be free to tell people to stop it.
That's fine. But if they don't, if they want to go into debt, let people go into debt. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I'm Brian.
Hey, Brian, go ahead.
Oh, my God. You're touching my heart there, Mo. My wife's an algebra teacher, and she says the same thing you say. I got to teach these guys how to handle money, but they won't let them do it.
Brian, let me ask you real quick. Yeah. If your wife was teaching those kids how to do it, you think that's still going to stop me from getting that stereo system?
I think it would help. I think it'll stop some.
Here's the bottom line. My buddy, we went over their house, you know, this is back in the 80s. He goes, oh, look at this big screen TV. You know, it was the biggest, you know, back then. And he goes, yeah, I only have to pay $12 a month on this thing.
Yeah. No, a week.
He bought it, but it was like from Sears or something. And I go, dude, I'm a math wizard. I crunch the numbers. I go, you're going to pay like $8,000 for this TV, and that was in the 80s.
Yeah.
And he looked at me, he goes, are you kidding? I go,
I understand what you're saying. I caught it. But no, you, and thank you for the call. You're 100% right. Corn Julio just made an excellent point. Buying your food through a delivery service is just another form of excessive and terrible credit. You're paying a minimum of 25% more for your food. People that Uber McDonald's, and there's a McDonald's 5 minutes away from everybody. It's the same thing, Spike. It's the same thing. And there's a whole lot of adults doing Uber Eats. It's not about the youth. It's about if you want to be lazy and not go out and get your own food, you are willing to pay extra. And if you add it up over the year, you probably have paid three times as much for food than you had to do, if not more. That's the system. But if you want to use it, you use it. Go ahead. What's your name, caller?
The guy from the Rent Center Church.
Stop it, Steve. One call. Hey, what's your name? Go ahead.
It's Walt.
Hey, Walt. What's up?
The one lady caller that called in and spoke about the buy here, pay here car lots. Years ago, when I first came off of active duty with the Marines, my first job was as a mechanic, and they had a wrecker, a tow truck, and I did a lot of repo work. And I did a lot of mechanic work for a dozen different buy here, pay here car lots. We had one buy here car lot that I repossessed the same damn car eight times.
I could see
it. Put it right back out on the lot at the same price.
Right. Wow. And you can't fault them because they're doing what their nature compels them to do. It's like when people talk about bears attacking or alligators attacking, and they go, well, you're going to kill the alligators being an alligator, the bears being a bear. A predatory lender is being a predatory lender. So you know.
Well, the customer would come and buy the car on buy here, pay here. And then they'd come in one week and say, hey, listen, this week I'm a little short on money. I can't pay my light bill and my water bill and my car payment. Can I hold it? And they'd say, yeah, sure. We'll just postpone this payment and add it to the end. And then it gets close to the end and they'd say, no, you've been behind for months and months and months and we're repoing it.
Yeah, so
that's when they call Walt.
There's nothing good about that. Nothing good about, hey, Walt, we got another one.
Walt, you want to get it in? You want to get it in, that dumbass Spike?
yeah, you dumbass Spike.
Thank you, Walt. All right, final call. We got to go to break. We're way late. Go ahead. What's your name?
It's Tom.
Tom?
Hey, love you guys.
Thank you, Tom.
How about you want to talk about ripoff? I don't know if anybody's ever mentioned this before, but the hospitals, man, they will charge you tooth and nail. They know you're sick. They know your kid's sick. Whatever you'll pay.
Yes. $200 for aspirin. $200 for aspirin.
Yeah. But then, you know,
but who can buy IV? Thousands of dollars later.
But that's the government's fault because they don't regulate health care.
Well, they
refuse to regulate health care. No, when you're sick, Spike, that's beyond your control. Rent-A-Center was within your control.
So you saying the government can regulate it if it's beyond my control?
I think the government should step in and regulate people being ripped off when things that are happening beyond their control. Absolutely. It's like the insurance. It's like the insurance industry. If a hurricane hits, that's beyond your control. The government should step in and make sure that there's no predatory insurance companies. Just like they do when they rent a pay here. Because that's something you don't have to do. That's not beyond your control. The only thing the government should regulate are things that happen to you beyond your control.
I don't have to
or
go
beyond,
to the hospital.
Beyond your school. You don't. You shouldn't, Spike. You really shouldn't.
It's a cat named Mo on 102.5 The Bone. Now.